This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
This is the Fox News Rundown Extra. I'm Greg Palkot. Earlier this week, I spoke with the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. I sat down with him Wednesday, just hours after the U.S. Congress approved a $95 billion foreign aid package that includes $61 billion intended to assist his country in their ongoing war with Russia. We discussed how he would spend the money, the state of the war, and why he thinks U.S. taxpayers should understand the importance of Ukraine's struggle against Russian President Vladimir Putin. We had a long conversation, and he weighed in on topics including the ongoing war in the Middle East and whether he thinks he could work with former President Donald Trump if he is reelected. We made some edits for time and thought you might want to hear the whole thing, especially since there's a lot we could not include in our original segment. Thanks for listening, and if you haven't already, please subscribe to the weekly Fox News Rundown podcast. Now here's Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on the Fox News Rundown Extra. Mr. President, I think we can say that the $61 billion military aid package is now through, that you will now get it from the U.S. What is your message to President Biden, to the Congress, to the American people about this event, about this achievement?
Before the interview, you said that it's a historic moment. Who knows? I think our children will know it in the future. But anyway, this is in this critical moment. I want to thank you for such significant support, very important support to President Biden, to Congress, to Mike Johnson, bipartisan support. Of course, bipartisan support. That is maybe the first. And thanks to Senate for today's decision. And I hope that President Biden will sign the law, which is so important, crucial for our lives. Now we are in such moment of so many challenges, so many difficulties. We are not afraid of it when you don't afraid when you are not alone. Yes, and the moment when we waited for these 6 months decisions, $61 billion. Hopes, yes, of our people and of the, or not only of our people, you know it from all the Europe, all of them really support, understand that security in Ukraine is security for the world. So I'm thankful to people of America. What I wanted to say, I'm thankful, not the first time, and I hope that you and the Americans will feel the result of their help, a result to save Ukraine and Ukrainians.
Let's talk about those 6 months. In that time, Russia has been pretty aggressive. They have been moving forward on various fronts. There's even been talk that they could have defeated you in this time. How close were you to being defeated? How important is it that these weapons from the U.S. get to you fast?
We will be very open with you and truthful. We must always be very open with people. Otherwise, nobody will believe us and nobody will help Ukraine. We have lost these 6 months. To be frank, we have lost them, and you know, sometimes you can lose initiative, but here I think this time it transferred the initiative into the hand of the Russian military, and that's a fact. Right now the issue is to stabilize everything. In certain directions we have already managed to achieve it, but without the relevant package, thanks God, it was passed.
And God bless, we will get it as quick as possible.
Is that important, that you get the weaponry, the air defense, the long-range missiles as fast as possible?
As fast as possible, otherwise they will push us back. It's true. Our people know about it, and Americans have to know about it. So in the war, the problem to defend, not only counteroffensive. Counteroffensive goes after. After you have to stabilize the situation, the front line. Now this is difficult, challenging period, difficult mission for us. That's why not only to get as quick as possible, also to get those things what we really need.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
What can you expect? Perhaps this year, as you say, stabilizing the front line, stabilizing the defenses. When might you expect to be able to go back on the offensive? Perhaps next year?
I can tell you that what Russia is going to do, in our opinion, according to the information that we're getting from our intelligence and share with the partners' intelligence, by the way, what Russia wants, and then we can make conclusions whether that will happen or not and what we have to do to prevent it. First of all, Russia prepares a counteroffensive. They want to occupy Donbas region. They're interested in the Kharkiv direction, and not just that. I want to speak frankly. For them, it is important not to lose. For that, they were not extremely successful, except that period of pause where they took the initiative and started pushing in the east of our country. They started pushing hard. They need victory. They need advantage. If they don't have that advantage, if we have air defense, we just mentioned it, and they will not be, thanks to the missiles, destroying civil population, and that's their task, to destroy the entire civil infrastructure, including energy. So if we have air defense, if we have long-range weapons, artillery, shelling, our crews that are not fully equipped because there was a lack and the delay in the supply. So if our brigades are fully supplied, these are four major points to stop Russia and to prevent their counteroffensive ambitions.
We were here for the second anniversary of the war. Now we're 2 years and maybe 3 months into this war. A very basic question. Has your definition of victory changed over this time? Are you still, would you be willing to leave Russia in a portion of your country with some kind of security guarantees? Or are you still saying we must go back to the 1991 borders?
Дивіться.
Look, going back to the borders of 1991 is not just a dream of Ukrainians, it is a reality of security for our state. This is the only way, by pushing Russian troops outside, we can guarantee fully on your independent territory stability and the presence of Ukraine. Is that enough? No. Will it have a huge impact on other regions with similar ambitions as Russia's? Yes. Will Putin be ready after that to wage war and launch military actions in other territories, including NATO countries, including former Soviet countries like Baltic countries? Yes, that will be enough to stop him, and I think this is the most important security guarantee. The borders of 1991. Next, sure, NATO, that's what Ukraine needs a lot. And there is also economic security when markets are open for you. New priorities for the independent Ukraine is not a Russian market. New priorities are countries of the European Union, equal conditions, equal relations and rights, which means membership in the EU. Sure, I'm talking about ambitions, plans of Ukraine. Ukraine, but I believe that if we talk about an actual safety, these three components must be present to achieve by military actions the return to the borders of 1991 in the situation that exists now. It may take a long time. We don't know the time frame, and there are lots of things involved, weapons, people, etc. So logically, to stop Russia to carry out counteroffensive actions, but in parallel, use sanctions against Russia and diplomatic pressure. Diplomacy is a means to deal with these issues too. It is important.
So in sum up, in simplicity, maybe in English, Russia has to leave. Russia has to get out.
If we need security, but real, not rhetoric, but real, strong security in Europe, including Ukraine, like a part of Europe. I'm speaking about Europe, about geopolitical security, not only about EU, about Europe. So if we need real security, if we really want to have strong it for long days, long years, dozens of years, for the security future of our region, we need to put him and to move him on his territory. I think yes. Well, if we need something, you know, something similar, something, you know, like always say, yes, we will give you NATO, but not NATO. We will give you some maybe invitation, but not real invitation. We don't afraid Russia, but we a little bit afraid that they will answer, and etc. If we will continue such dialogue, not strong, not sure, yes, I don't know if it's right in English.
That's understandable.
Yes, it's understandable. So if we will continue such way, we will have huge challenges with Russia.
So all or nothing. I understand you very clearly, Mr. President.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Vladimir Putin, you've known him for a couple of years. He's been your foe for a couple of years. Is he going to change? Is he going to, does he have to leave for this situation to be resolved? What's your gut from the man? You've met him. You've looked him in his eyes. What does he have a soul in there, as one president said?
Well, today you don't have to look for anything. He's a human who wants till the end of his life, and that's understandable. Till the end of his life, he wants to remain within power, he wants to stay in Kremlin, something of that kind. And therefore, it's perfectly clear that he will defend his place. You know, as you say, his place under the sun, and his sun is Kremlin, and being a leader of the Russian Federation. So he's not going anywhere. This is his spot. If the world is united and understanding that his current status, his current place is threatening him, he will be softer. He will definitely not be that determined. It's a person who is getting accustomed, who gets accustomed to the political climate in this world. He sees that at this point the world is kind of weak, the world is very diplomatic and excessively delicate towards Russia, with a message like, we cannot allow Russia to fully lose. We cannot allow the breakdown of Russia with the messages like that. You cannot overcome Putin. He analyzes it all perfectly and he understands. When he hears a message from the West, a very simple one, and it's not just about Ukraine, the thing that Ukraine is not going to lose is a fact, but it's not just about Ukraine, it's about the defense of all of us. So you have a chance to protect yourself, and here are your conditions for that. The West needs to be very determined and very direct about that without any reflections regarding the Russian Federation.
So to sum up about Putin, perhaps in English, he's a clever man, but he needs to be talked to. He needs to be a message delivered to him.
Intelligent person wouldn't have started a war against Ukraine. I wouldn't say it's not perfectly clever person.
How about crafty? I have another word, crafty.
This is like being inventive regarding own survival, like a wolf in the woods. Is that wolf clever? Well, when they say when he's in a trap, he chews his paw away. So I'm not sure this is about being clever. It's about survival and about he may take any sacrifice for the sake of his own life. So that's about that.
I'd like to shift back to America for two questions, and I'm hoping I'll be clear enough so it'll be clear for you as well. In the House of Representatives, 112 Republican House of Representative members voted against you, voted to not have the aid go to Ukraine. What, you've been praising President Biden, et cetera, what do you say to the, in English if possible, to the 112 Republicans that this is the correct choice, that the money will be spent well, that the weapons will be done, will be achieved, and that there will be transparency with all the purchases?
First of all, I think it's so important, so very important, that the question of Ukraine for today maybe will not be, after these 6 months, will not be the question of interior politics of the United States. That's why the part of Republicans being on our side, and I'm very thankful. That's why I said I'm very thankful to all the positions. Of course, we are very free and Americans, and they can be support, they can support Ukraine or not. Different people have different reasons, but mostly Americans on our side and mostly Congress on our side, Senate, and it means that United States on our side.
But can you
That's why I'm thankful. It's especially my message is to those congressmen who've been against. They have to know that this money go first of all to American defending sector. We need especially weapon. It's not the question of money. It's the question of weapon. Even they have to know that their production will get dozens of billions of money. Jobs, taxes, everything will be in the United States. Also, they have to know that the part of this money always go to other European countries, not big number, but anyway, even not to Ukraine, because there is some kind of weapon which we also need, which is in big deficit, and we need it, and sometimes the United States support this. It's always help their industries. It doesn't go to Ukraine. And the sword, when United States gave some money to Ukrainian budget, for example, to our defending industry, where we don't have with them, with Americans, we don't have secrets. All these technologies. We spend a lot of time, a lot of scientists and etc. Our Ukrainian guys, very clever guys, and Americans also, and UK guys also, yes, accepted it. So all these technologies we share with our American friends.
So transparency with purchasing.
They have all this. They see everything. Each dollar which go to Ukraine, they know if it's military or straight direct financing of some our industries. They see everything. That's it. And also, when we share this technology with the United States, for example, with sea drones, United States never had it in defense industry, but we have before because of the war, of course. Sea drones, long-distance drones, systems of new systems, new generation systems of electronic warfare. All this we share with our partners, with the United States. So it's not just to give something, it's also to get a lot back. That's why the be sure that everything goes on the battlefield, supporting not only Ukraine army, but defending democracy in the world.
Thank you, Mr. President. One more American political question. President Biden has been heartfelt in his support for you. There is the possibility, I know you watch American politics, there is the possibility that former President Trump could become president again next year. And he has had some words, maybe not against, but questioning some aspects of Ukraine. Would you be able to work with President Trump if he is elected and is president next year?
First of all, I think you said very important small detail, not to be against. So I hope that he will not be against Ukraine. I hope this, that's why if you are not against, it means that of course there is different views on some details, but if common view and common values, we have common view and common values, we can work, of course. And anyway, you have to know that this is the decision of the United States people, of Americans. And we will work with any president they will elect. Of course, it's their rights, election, and that's why. But we will work with the United States anyway, because it's our strategic partner and the leader in the world.
Thank you. Let's talk about world affairs for a moment. I know you follow all global events, and I know you've been following what has been happening in the Mideast, the battle between Iran and Israel. I'm sure you watched as the U.S., the U.K., French, other planes helped Israel to defend against Iran. I'll be frank. Were you jealous? Do you wish all those planes were helping you here too?
Two emotions. First emotion, I was really very happy to see what I saw, and I can explain it. First of all, civilian population, peaceful population was defended, and we know what it means to lose people. And that was very important for me. From human point of view, that people are defended. And from the point of me as a president in times of war, first of all, like I said, people were defended, and the entire world saw that it was possible, that it's not about talk, but in the time of a massive attack, there is an opportunity for the partners to get united, several countries, and that would be enough to destroy hundreds of missiles, including ballistic, including different types of drones. And from that, we get a conclusion that it tells us that Russia saw that too. And it tells us that the entire world saw it. What is possible, how it is possible to destroy any weapons. And the West is capable of that when it's together, when there is this decision. And this was all first part. And second part for us in Ukraine, of course, for the people, it was hard. Nobody could understand. Somebody was irritated, somebody complained, somebody was jealous. There were different emotions, so they were not positive, because they talked, why cannot they protect us like that? Why are Ukrainians, how are Ukrainians worse? Are we different type of people? Are we a worse partner? Is it that we receive in theory, but in practice they defend Israel? And that, of course, called for this irritation. Like internally, it's not like being irritated with United States, we're irritated with Russia, they are the enemy, but this internal feeling, it exists, and it says that we need to keep working with the partners for Ukraine to also have that type of defense. And partners, frankly, need to find an answer for Ukraine. Why cannot we have a defense like that?
So in a positive way, perhaps in English, maybe the message would be, look at what happened there. It should continue to happen with united allies here as well.
We saw real effect when all the allies been together and defended Israel people after big, huge, massive missile attack of Iran. We saw it, and that's why I think it's as if we want to be real allies, Ukraine and Western countries, they have to show the same on our territory, really, to defend our, to give us this airship, to defend our people. I'm speaking about civilians. I'm not speaking about our soldiers, but we need support for soldiers also. But this is about the package and about the military. But if we are speaking about new technologies, air defense, real air defense, you understand, real number of air defense, real number of jets, real new jets, not the jets, for example, F-16 of 1970s years. Of course, we are thankful for everything. You have to understand me. But this is the new war with new technologies. And if our allies have possibilities, and we showed in the case of Israel these possibilities. So if our allies have this possibility to secure us, to close our sky. So the question is not why. The question is when.
My last two questions are pretty basic, pretty simple. My first question is about your people. Whenever I come here, I make a point of going to a cemetery and paying my respects and talking with people who are paying their respects.
Thank you so much.
The casualties must be a huge weight, not just for you, but for all the people.
Yeah.
How does Ukraine go forward with your best and your brightest being lost, and how do you help to keep the morale, the spirit of the country up during these very difficult times?
That is the most difficult question for me. It's you know, the question without real answer, because you can't find a real key to how to feel and how to control emotions and how to speak with the people who have losses in their families. No, there is no key. There's no key. And that's why there is no anything good in the war. Anything. Except peace. And even peace is not for everybody, because somebody lost, had big losses for them. Sons, husbands, wives, and that's tragedy. Children losses are the most emotional and the most the biggest tragedy for our families, of course, for the Ukraine. So how to go through this? Only understanding that if we will not stop Russia, they will kill all of us.
Kill all of you.
Yes. So, and that is only one answer. How to survive Ukraine? How to survive our people, our families? That is only one answer. Emotionally, it's so difficult. It's so hard. When I give, you know, the high-level medal of Ukraine, this is the star, yes, of heroic.
Hero of Ukraine, mm-hmm. Golden Star.
Yeah, Golden Star. And I gave it during this war. I gave it 300 times. And the most difficult, you give it not to those heroic people, because most, not to all of them, I mean, that's, yes, because the big part of these people been killed, and you give it to their moms, fathers, to the children. Sometimes you give to the child which was on the hands of mom, and this girl or boy, they never saw their father. Never saw, because he went to the war when they've been not born, yes. And this is the most difficult moment. I see everything in their eyes, and I understand everything. So you can't bring them, you can't close this gap in their soul, in their heart. You can't do it. With all the respect, giving them all support and heroic medals, you can't close this дірка, як буде?
Void.
Void, yes. You can't close this void in their hearts.
That is why you want this war to end. That's why you want this to stop.
We need to stop. We need peace. But we need such peace, not frozen one, as we had previously. Not frozen one. Peace for everybody with певність insurance. No?
Confidence.
Sureness,
confidence.
Yes. Peace with the sureness that Putin will never come back.
My last question is also a simple one, but a very hard one. How are you doing? How are you keeping up? We all know about your background. You had a varied career. You've risen to the occasion. I think everybody says that. But it's hard too, and some people, you know, complain about this or that. It's natural in a war, in a government. How are you holding up, even with assassination attempts, plots made against you? How are you doing?
I think I always did my job well, I think, in previous life. And now I'm just have to do it like our engineers, teachers, like our soldiers, all of us, what we need to, if we want our children to survive, Ukraine to be on the map, real Ukraine, not the part of Russia, we have to do our job.
So you're doing your job right now?
I think, yes, I have to do.
For your family too?
For my family, of course. I'm not only the president, I'm father.
Will you win at the end of the day? Will Ukraine win? Are you still confident that that will happen? Will you achieve victory?
We have to. We don't have alternative. I don't know the kind of this victory. I don't know the concrete day. I don't know how it will be. I'm not sure that everybody will be happy. But this day, I'm not sure because of the losses, like I said to you. But I know that we don't have any alternative. That's why we have to win, and we will.
Thank you very much, Mr. President, for
Thank
your time.
Thank you so much.
I really appreciate
Thank
it.
You so much. Thank you so much.
Very okay. strong, very strong, sir.
Thank you so much.
Good luck to you. God bless you.
Thank you. We need it. Yes, and...
I meant that about the cemeteries. I go there, and it's very, very
it's so
strong.
Difficult.
In fact, we go to the same cemetery over and over, and I see what
yes,
is happening.
Yes, that's my feeling. The same what I wanted to tell you about cemeteries. I always... when I came to the regions, different regions, and the part of my journey there is to go and to put flowers and so the big tragedy that the bigger from one my meeting to another.
Exactly.
Yes.
God bless you. God bless your people.
I hope
he's on your side.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
For everything.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.